Okay, ladies and gentlemen, time is getting on and you all need to rush away for trains and so on, so I'll keep this as brief as I reasonably can. There are two important things that I want to say. The first of them builds off something that was discussed actually in the middle of the facilitation clinic which you've just been through. If you're looking in the aims of connections here, as was highlighted by Graham early on, to advance and sustain the art and science of wargaming. In order for that sustainment to occur, we need to be inclusive. We need to be inclusive across the generations, between the genders, or among the genders, perhaps I should say, with nationalities, with different languages, with different ethnicities, and so on and so forth. That, of course, chimes completely with the values of King's College as an educational academic establishment, which has been proud to host Connections for the last 6 years. In order for that to happen, we need to be proactive and we need constantly to be aware of the importance and the pitfalls of that approach. Like Rex, I have been very fortunate in recent years, particularly in having a very inclusive student cohort in my MA. We would love to have a more inclusive audience here and group participants and presenters and so on here within Connections, and we're striving for that as a key objective. Hand on heart, in hindsight, it could have gone better on occasion during this conference. We need constantly to strive to make sure through respect, through inclusivity, through awareness of diverse perspectives, that we are working towards this inclusive, respectful environment. Otherwise, we will fail. One simple slip can undermine a whole amount of positive work. So please, as we work towards this, I don't think there's any kind of disagreement with where we want to be. We have to get there, otherwise we will all die out. But that means we need to be careful what we do, careful what we say, careful of the attitudes that we have, okay, and build towards that as a positive goal. Second thing, thanks. Now, thanks first of all to you, of course, because without you, Connections would not be able to function. Thanks for all your attendance, of course, and your participation. Thanks, of course, to all the presenters, to all the people who put together the games that we've had. It's an enormous group effort to come together and to share these wonderful experiences together. But I want to focus our thanks on two groups without whom we really could not have done as well as we have done. The first group is the people that maybe put some of the red shirts back on now, but not all of them. My students, and there are others not involved in my course, who have been central, A, in preparing all the logistics, particularly for the Games Fair in the time before the conference, but also here at the conference in shepherding people around. It's often difficult to find our way around so that you can be in the right place at the right time, often at the expense of them being able to participate in the conference, which is the incentive for them to actually be helping. So wonderful thanks to them. But above all, I want to name one particular person who is here, because I just went to go and make sure she was going to come. She was coming anyway. At the back there, the lady, BC. BC is our... BC is our events organiser. She has been working throughout the last year. Literally, she was booking this room for us before last year's Connections. Okay, so that we made sure we got it for this year, where we were too late trying to get it for the previous year, as those of you who are here know. And throughout that year, she has been organising these things, getting the catering sorted, fighting off attempts by Kings to steal 25% of our money for overheads, and so on and so on and so on. Really, we could not have done it without her. So thanks for the preemptive round of applause for BC, but can you also now give us a really, really big round of applause for everybody that I've just named? Thank you. Thanks very much, and I look forward to seeing you here next year.
Okay, well, two last points from me before I let you all go. clearly, Connections doesn't happen without you, and we really, really appreciate your feedback. It's what makes this conference. You make this conference. You all get a few requests to complete our survey when it goes out, and I really, really please welcome you to fill out those, answer those questions and give us your feedback, because that is what helps us design the next Connections conference. That's what gives us our ideas. So look out for that, and please give it the 4 or 5 minutes. I know some of you spend up to like an hour filling out that questionnaire and just giving us a little bit of an essay to read. We do read through every single comment. We do reanalyze it, and we do go through that in due course. That is part of our after-action review of the conference. And we start planning next year straight away as you guys leave. So look out for that. It's the first time, like I say, I'm up here knowing that some of those red-shirted KCL students that have helped us out are employed in my organization. Two of those people that were helping out last year are now in my wargaming team. So it's really good to see that happening and to see new members of the staff coming through into the organisation, into the wargaming world. So that is fantastic. The last one, I want to mention two forthcoming events in wargaming that we didn't include, and I just want to make sure we put them in now. There is a MOARS Cyber and Wargaming Conference in October. It is Five Eyes only. Sorry about that bit, so that's not quite including all the nations. There are details, which is Google MOARS Cyber and Wargaming. You'll get the dates, it's in October. And Phil Purnell is part of the organisation for that event. Looking further ahead, there are a number of you from the US Army War College. Anyone on the US Army War College make themselves known? Brilliant. They are hosting Connections US next August. So basically they've been coming to here to get ideas from us and how to adapt that conference. So that's one to look out further ahead. The other events have been mentioned, Connections Australia, Connections France, Connections Netherlands. They're up in the briefing pack that will be online shortly. Last thing to say, all your briefings that have been given, the whole programme will be up on the website in due course, so you can download all the slides and get all the feedback from there. So you have that information, and it is a really good repository. It's the only repository we have of all the information in the conference. So thank you on behalf of the organisation. I wish you all a safe journey home, whether it's 1 hour down the road, flights back to Japan, Australia, America, obviously 90 odd nations to get back home safely, so we wish you all the best getting home, and just thank you. That's it.